Hey everyone, what's going on? Joshua here. I am joining you from the good old You Enjoy Life, a place where you can come and listen and just get some, advice on life, how to feel better, how to enjoy life more, how to live a more rich, fuller life. And today I want to talk to you about something I literally need to get off my chest. And that is the fact that I have some anxiety right now and I'm feeling frustrated, a little stressed out. And instead of just coming here and saying, hey, like, here's a great thing for anxiety, I actually want to kind of take you through a little bit because I'm literally feeling it right now and it's kind of messing with me. So let me just close this window because I realize it should not be open. So if you don't know what anxiety is, I did not know that I had anxiety for a large majority of my life. And I always associated like myself as someone who didn't have stress and anxiety. And then when I started realizing what they were and started connecting to the sensations, I was like, oh, wow, I guess I actually do struggle with anxiety because those things all sound exactly like me. So a couple of those things, for example, were getting this tightness in my chest. If I'd start to feel overwhelmed, maybe I was working, maybe a lot of things were happening that felt like they were out of my control, things weren't going my way, I didn't have enough time. I was, getting in all the space. I would get this tightness in my chest that would make it hard to breathe. It was kind of a tingling sensation. It kind of threw me off balance, and I'm feeling it right now. So one of the things that I would do is I would breathe. So deep breath through my nose and kind of breathe into my chest. Really like breathe, like just clean air right into it, and then breathe out. So. And as I breathe out, just kind of imagine the anxiety is kind of like floating out of me. Sometimes I do the fluttering lip thing too, which is. And while this might not actually help with whatever's going on in my life that's causing the anxiety, oftentimes just sitting and being still and being with it and breathing allows you to calm down and remember that everything's okay. Because a lot of times anxiety comes from this place of overthinking. You know, there's all these fears that we imagine in life, and I do this all the time. I have all these perceived fears where I'm like, oh, I need to do this, or I should be doing this, or why didn't that happen? And, you know, this isn't going right for me, and blah, 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 and I can't believe that happened. This is so frustrating. So, like, I get this anxiety, but when I pause and I remember, like, hey, I'm just human. Things are good. I'll figure it out. You can only do one thing at a time. It's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. So what happened to me recently and what's causing my anxiety right now is there's two things that just kind of happened at the exact same time. So one was I was supposed to do this filming with Portugal the Man, and it wasn't confirmed, but I felt really good about it. I talked to their manager. They were excited. They're coming to Red Rocks, so I was going to basically do this really cool segment and, you know, have a good time and cook for them and kind of create this new music segment on the channel. And I just got an email saying that they're not going to be able to do it because of their schedule, et cetera, et cetera. And at the same time, I've been editing this video that I'm really excited about, and I just got a new lens, and I set it to autofocus, and throughout the video, basically the whole time, it's going in and out of focus. And I didn't know it while I filmed it, and I was really excited about the video, and now it's like, feels like unwatchable. So I just started to feel this anxiety, like, oh my God, I screwed up. How could that happen? And it was really frustrating. I'm still feeling a little bit of frustration because things didn't go the way I wanted them to go. So again, there's a couple things. You know, I started to do a little bit of breathing. Just for anyone that is interested, sometimes to help with anxiety, dancing is great. Going to work out, going for a run, like kind of releasing that energy, not just sitting with it. Of course, meditation. So I actually do have a YouTube channel, You Enjoy Life, you can check out. I have some great dancing videos that do help with stress and anxiety. If you're feeling too much, sometimes getting out of our heads and thinking too much and kind of getting into our bodies and moving remind us of who we are and what we're capable of. So that is a big piece. But the other thing I realized is, you know, like there's not much I can do about the Portugal the Man thing. Maybe their schedule changes and it all works out and that's great. Or maybe it's just not meant to be. And that's okay. But for the video, because of this sort of in and out of focusing thing, it's actually inspired me to shoot more content for the video. Right now, it's just one shot of me kind of telling this really interesting story about when I was a private investigator and kind of cooking in my car. And even though I think it's great because the story supports the video and that's really all I needed, now it's inspiring me to shoot like some bonus content and kind of get more visuals and stuff. So I think the video is going to turn out a lot better and more exciting because this happened. And there are parts where the video is in focus, but it's like every few seconds it goes in and out. So I just need to replace those with shots. So that's one way I can actually take a situation that seems to be bad and create something new out of it, create something amazing. So that is just something to think about if you're ever in a situation where you're feeling like frustrated or things aren't going your way. Just kind of step back and look at it, and maybe there's something else that's possibly there for you. So that is something that is super helpful to me, and there's just one other piece that I want to talk about. So regardless of what we think, you know, we're as humans, we have these egos and we have these concepts and ideas of who we are and how things should go. But the truth is, regardless of how we think, life has its own plan, and it's much bigger than us. So much bigger than us. It's not just, you know, what we want and what we need, but it's about what the world and the universe and everything needs. So while our own little needs might seem important in moments, the truth is, like, things are always working out as they need to. We just might not be able to see it. And there's been times in my life when really bad things have happened, and I couldn't even comprehend. I was like, oh my God, how is this even possible? This is terrible. And then looking back 6 months later, when I finally got over it, like maybe it's a heartbreak or a job change, whatever it is, losing a job, you know, I'm able to look back and see it from clarity. Every single thing in my life that's happened to me, even when they seem so bad at the time, there's always a purpose and there's a reason. But in the moment, you might not be able to see it. So whatever's happening to you right now that seems wrong or seems bad, try to realize that it's going to be okay. And I can't tell you just to smile and pretend like everything's okay. No, because that is avoidance, and that is not at all what I'm talking about. It's not about avoiding things. It's not about not feeling. Like, feel it. If you're feeling frustrated, you know, it's okay to feel it. And then maybe you go and do a workout and you kind of overcome it. But sit there, think about why. Like, for me, you know, why am I feeling this anxiety? Well, I wanted things to be a certain way. They didn't work out a certain way. It's really frustrating. I put in a lot of hard time and a lot of hard work and all this stuff. But if I sit with it, I'm like, okay, here's why I'm frustrated. Maybe I do some journaling. I go through my process. And then I realize that this is just a piece of life and there's always a solution. So when you are able to kind of have that clarity and maybe look back on times, you'll realize that everything here is a learning tool for you. And anxiety and stress are going to keep coming back in the same forms, just slightly different, until you find ways to deal with them. And then maybe something new will come out, and then there's a whole new adventure to go on. But life isn't just going to be simple and easy. So if you're struggling, if you're stuck, if you're in some kind of, you know, abusive or dangerous pattern for yourself or with someone else, try to take some time to actually feel it instead of just avoiding it, instead of just going to the drink or the joint or whatever it is. Feel your feelings. And you may have heard this before, and I didn't really fully understand it. I thought it was kind of hippie and all weird and stuff, but I've actually learned over time that when I can take the time to really feel my feelings and like process them, be like, okay, this is how I feel. Okay, this is why. You know, and here's what I can do about it. It creates this new space to create something new. So I hope this has given you guys a little bit of guidance, a little bit of something that may inspire you to continue your life in a beautiful way. I'm still feeling a little bit of my anxiety, but it does help to talk about it too. So I'm going to go do some breathing exercises, and I'm going to go do some dancing and have some fun. And I will talk to you soon. Be well. Thank you guys for enjoying life.